Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang. Yeah, you know the rules. Welcome to another, and of course the first, Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. It being Monday and all. And of course we begin with the fallout from another busy day of Premier League action where, oh my goodness, Liverpool. How on, what on, oh. Moved to within a point of the top four after their goalkeeper. Surely that's illegal, isn't it? A goalkeeper scores a goal. The rules here. No, I'll keep looking for that, but that must be against the... Anyway, that win for them moved them to within a point of the top four after Alisson scored a last-second winner as they annoyingly beat West Brom 2-1 at the Hawthorns. And West Brom should have gone 2-1 up as well. Nothing wrong with that header. Anyway, qualifications for the Champions League annoyingly still in their hands. Here's the best reaction to a quite simply bonkers moment across TalkSport.
I can just hear shouting.
Oh, no.
I can't believe what I've just seen. Alisson has scored the winner with the last opportunity of the game. It's come from a corner. Alisson came up for it. He's headed the ball into the back of the net. The Liverpool keeper has kept alive their hopes of Champions League football.
Can't believe what I've just seen. I can't believe what I've just seen.
You think, Nigel's right, you think you've seen everything in football.
That
is jaw-dropping.
From Alisson. I mean, Coley, your mouth is ajar here because you're a striker. I mean, that's not your just little flick on it. That's a proper... He's cheated. This guy has played up front for football in Brazil many, many times.
Do you know what? Goalkeepers are supposed to be a nuisance when they go up, aren't they? Just to create mayhem.
Incredible.
By the way, it's some header. It's some headed way, redirects it.
It's Jimmy Glass of a different standard here. Alisson has got the goal from the corner, and Liverpool are now looking at all 3 points to go within 1 point of Chelsea in fourth place. West Bromwich Albion 1, Liverpool 2.
If a striker would have scored it, I would have said it was a worldie. So now a goalie scored it. That's an insane technique. Wonderful goal.
Never in my life we have watched on TV many times of goalkeepers that had scored this kind of goals, but never live with a teammate, and we are very happy with our performance but happy with Ali's goal.
With the right quality of the ball and the right run and the quality of his header, we may not have stopped it. So had that have happened and we had somebody marking him, I could accept that a little bit more, but it's very harsh on the lads that they got that happen to them.
Perfect moment to score and gave us the 3 points, which is obviously very important.
Meanwhile, Harold Kane scored his 22nd goal of the season as Spurs leapfrog West Ham into the top six with a 2-0 win over Wolverhampton Wanderers. Inevitably, this led to more talk about the striker's future, and this time between former Manchester United striker Andy Cole, no one really knows, and Arsenal legend Perry Jerry Groves, no one really knows either. This was on TalkSport.
45 minutes played, it's Spurs 1, Wolves 0, and who else but Harry Kane with his 22nd goal in the Premier League this season.
Harry's proven that over his Premier League career, that in those moments you expect him to hit the back of the net. He did once today. I'm sure he'll be kicking himself a little bit, but their keeper pulled off an outstanding save for one of them and tipped it onto the post, so very pleased with Harry's performance, likewise with the rest of the group.
Harry Kane is too good to be playing in Europa League and without any prospects at this time of winning anything with Tottenham Hotspur. He will want to go, and he's already intimated, isn't he, early on the season, it's about, you know, individual accolades are fantastic, but at the end of your career, you want to look back and go, well, I've won titles, I've won Champions Leagues, I've won FA Cups, I've won League Cups, wherever it is.
I'm on that.
Yeah, so that's what he wants himself. But then if you're he's got the power. He's got the power to go in and say, Daniel Levy, right, number one, who's the manager going to be? And then he might think, actually, I quite fancy him. Yeah, I'll give him a chance. And number two, how much?
Away,
exactly, but how much money are you going to give that manager to spend? And if you're not giving him 140, 50, 200 million quid, why is Harry Kane going to waste another season? He hasn't got another season, is he, to develop?
What's he worth on the open market? A guy that guarantees you 20 plus goals a season, but
the transfer market the way it is now.
But he's got an injury record as well. I know he does play a lot, but he has got an injury record.
What are they talking for Haaland?
150 Haaland.
The thing is, 150 Haaland, but Haaland's, then his price comes down at the end of next season to 65.
So they'll be looking for over 100 million. Harry Kane's the best centre-forward in England. Mm. Yeah, all the big clubs should be after him because he's the best centre-forward.
As a centre-forward, which is very rare these days, he's in the top three or four best centre-forwards in Europe.
Yes,
without a shadow of a doubt. As Coley said, all the top clubs should
be interested.
If you're in the top three, depending on which way you know your preference is, 90 to 100 million quid, and he guarantees you 25. He's scoring 25 goals in an average team like Spurs. So imagine how many he'd score with better players around him.
And it finished Tottenham 2, Wolves 0. Spurs climb up to 6th and should now secure Europa League qualification if they win their final two matches of the season.
This football club's huge. We want Champions League football. That's what we're working for. That's what we need to strive for. Doesn't look like we're going to get that this season, which is disappointing. But as a group and as a football club, we have to focus on Wednesday. That's our main focus. We know in this league it's not easy to win games of football. So our attention has to go on that. And then following that the weekend, and then we'll see where we are.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Jack Grealish continued his comeback from injury, but Aston Villa lost 3-2 at Crystal Palace. In TalkSport 2's live commentary, and Everton lost at home to Sheffield United. Here's how all that sounded across the TalkSport network.
Jack Grealish. Hair slicked back, socks rolled halfway down his shins. He's had a shin injury, made his comeback against Everton off the bench in the week. In the 12 games he missed, Ray, Villa only picked up 12 points. And of course, personally for Jack Grealish, what can he do now, between now and the end of the season?
We've lost our best player for a third of the season, which is going to hinder any team. But we've got good players, and we showed that in the first half without Jack.
As El Mohamedy crosses for Villa, headed away by Cahill, comes out to McGinn, and McGinn scores! It's in off the post, and John McGinn has given Aston Villa the lead.
Does it all leave you wondering what could have been had Jack been fit for those 12 games that he missed?
No, because he wasn't, so you have to deal with what's thrown at you. Every team will get injuries. That happens in football, but certainly our results haven't been as good without Jack, and you know, we can't hide from that, but some of the performances have been good. We're a growing team, a progressive team, and we'll get better for this.
And if this is to be the start of a swan song, a final road out of the club for Roy Hodgson, who of course is a Croydon boy and a Palace fan, then, well, this was a perfect way to start. It finishes Crystal Palace 3, Aston Villa 2.
It's quite normal, I think, for people to ask questions. I personally haven't wanted to give any real indication as to what's going on in my head and what I have in terms of plans for the future, but I have always promised that that day will come when I will step forward and announce to everybody, but I've been making certain or batting off the questions until such time as I really feel now's the moment I wish to make my voice heard.
Did you think you'd be managing still at this point in your life?
No, because when I was 60, I thought I was retiring, but I didn't, and that's the way it is. I'm glad I didn't.
Everton 0, Sheffield United 1. Another home defeat for Everton in the Premier League. This is their ninth of the season, and a loss which puts a massive dent in their hopes of qualifying for Europe. For Sheffield United, the result, of course, was too little too late. They were relegated a month ago, but their caretaker manager, Paul Heckingbottom, did his CV no harm at all by overseeing a very impressive display indeed. United took the lead, a lead they weren't going to relinquish. After just 7 minutes, it was Daniel Jeberson making his full debut at the age of just 17 who scored it, stabbing the ball home and marked at the far post after great work by Robinson. But this was no fluke. There was no fluke whatsoever about the result. It finished Everton 0, Sheffield United 1.
Now, what next for Leicester City after winning the FA Cup for the first time in their history? Well, The former Foxes midfielder Dean Hammond believes that they now have the potential to compete with the Premier League champions Man City. But first you'll hear from both Tony Cascarino and Mark Bosnich, Bozzy, who thinks the Leicester goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel is underrated after his performance at Wembley on Saturday.
It goes out to the right. It's crossed into the box for Giroud again. Then comes back for Mason Mount. What a save by Kasper Schmeichel. Left-handed, round the post and out for a corner. Oh. Terrific effort from Mount. Brilliant save. Blinding save by Kasper Schmeichel.
That was a world-class save. And I'm really happy for him because it's not difficult when you're the son of arguably one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time.
What a stop from Schmeichel. It's a stunning half-volley from Mason Mount. On his left foot, hits it so sweet, but Schmeichel equal.
Oh, that could just win the FA Cup.
I think he's been as good as anybody this season. I really do. I think you'll hardly see big mistakes from him. He isn't a spectacular save, a goalkeeper where he pulls off these saves that feel a little bit for the cameras type of goalkeeping. I think he's just really solid.
As Leicester try to hold on, they have held on. There is the full-time whistle. And for the first time in their 137-year history, Leicester City are the winners of the FA Cup.
Hopefully we've shown that we can compete on a tactical level, on a technical level. That's what I love, that's what I enjoy. And for myself, this was my seventh final. And I'd won six, and I didn't really want to lose the seventh one.
They have a great blend of youth, senior players, and they've let players go at the right time as well. When they let N'Golo Kanté, which was a big loss to them when they lost him, because he is a top player, as good as anybody in his position in the world, they had Ndidi, and they knew he could do the job.
It's about maintaining now. They're definitely a top-four club. I think they've proved that consistently. Where they can go from here will be really interesting because obviously Man City are an unbelievable team. So can Leicester win the Premier League again? Maybe. Can they achieve in Europe? I think so. And I think it's, can they win the FA Cup again?
Now, after losing the FA Cup final on Saturday, it was a weekend to forget for Chelsea fans as the women lost their Champions League final to Barcelona last night. We, of course, have the game live on TalkSport, and here's the reaction with Sam Matterface and England's all-time cap player, Pharrell Williams.
Inside the first 30 seconds of the game, Barcelona have set their stall out. The ball's still not clear. Kirby trying to get it back. Takes a deflection. Goes in over the top of the goalkeeper. And Barcelona are in front. What a terrible start for Chelsea. Paxton into the area. She's beaten Carter to the ball. She squared it back to the penalty spot. And Hermoso went to strike it and then lost her footing and has gone down and a penalty has been awarded. Puteas steps up, left-footed, straight down the middle, and Barcelona are into a two-goal lead. Here comes another chance for Barcelona. An opportunity to round the goalkeeper and it's in from Bonmati. Given away by Chelsea, and this game is being given away by Chelsea. Barcelona are crushing Chelsea's Champions League dream. And here's Hansen to finish it off. And Chelsea are being battered by Barcelona in the Champions League final. It's Chelsea 0, Barcelona 4. Chelsea are being thrashed. There's the full-time whistle. Chelsea's first women's Champions League final ends in a damaging defeat. Two cup finals, two losses in one weekend. But Barcelona's experience and quality shine through as they become the latest team to lift the Women's Champions League.
You learn from your experiences, whether they be good or bad, and Barcelona have certainly learned from that defeat for 2 years ago now. But at the same time, Chelsea and Barca, they've both been growing in terms of their domestic leagues, and these two teams were deserved finalists today. You know, there was a little bit of the class between Barcelona and Chelsea today shone in the first half, but Chelsea showed the qualities they had in the second half to bounce back and show, that they are a fantastic team. With a little bit more composure in that final third, the game could have been a little bit different.
Yeah, it was a better second half performance for sure, but as Sam said in his summary there, it was all over in 36 minutes, Courtney.
Yeah, but I think you've got to give Chelsea a bit of credit there. I think
any, you know, different teams could have quite easily capitulated. It could have gone to, you know, 5, 6 or 7. So it won't be the result they want, but they have shown a little bit of resilience and grit, and maybe that's, you know, one of the very, very small positives that they can take from this game.
Yeah, and what other positives can Emma Hayes take? Obviously, the quadruple, it is not a possibility now, but the treble still is, and it still has been an incredibly successful season. But this was the one she wanted, Farah.
Yeah, this is the one she's worked for. She's not, you know, hid away from the fact that she said she's been working for 9 years to achieve this and to get to a Champions League final and try and win it. But what she will learn from this occasion, I think, you know, whenever you speak to Emma Hayes, she talks about learning from different experiences, learning from different moments that she's been in, whether they've been good or bad, and bouncing back from them. This will hurt, you know, Emma Hayes, the work that she's put in, her staff and her players have been fantastic in what's been a really difficult year for everybody on and off the pitch. So it's been a long, hard year, but she'll certainly bounce back. She'll remind her players of, you know, how well they've done this season. They've got an FA Cup to play next week against Everton, and she'll need her team to go and perform again in that.
Well, that's it. Thanks so much for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm, of course, back on my show tonight, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy, taking all your calls on a busy weekend of football and, of course, laughing at him for 3 hours on the back of his side losing in the FA Cup final. So make sure you join me for that. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.